Okay, we're going from Tes Zayin Amud Aleph from the Mishnah. Va'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon. There's four times of year that the world is judged. Pesach ala Tzavua, Pesach on the grains, Batzeres and Shavuos ala Peiros Ha'ilon on the fruits of the trees. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ba'olam, all the people of the world, Ovim Lefanav, go in front of Hashem. Kivnei Moron, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Shenema Hayoytze Yachalivam, Hashem forms their hearts together, and maybe they'll call Ma'asehem, and Hashem understands all of their deeds. Number four is B'chag on Sukkos Nidoinim Al Hamoim, judged on the rain wards for the year. Gemara, Hai Tavua, which Tavua are they judged on Pesach? Meaning, is it the Tavua that's going to be planted, or is it the Tavua that has already been planted? So normally they plant tavua on in the winter time around Cheshvan, and it kind of grows till probably after Pesach. So ilema hai tavua de kaima. If you say it's the tavua that's standing and already in the fields, kol hani hapakti, all of these tribulations to odu Allah that traversed over it, went over it, amos itdun. So when were they judged? You would assume that the negative things that happened to him were judged on it. So El, it must be Tavua de Mizdara'ah. It's the Tavua that is going to be planted. So it's judged on Pesach, on the Tavua is going to be planted in the following Cheshvan. So says the Gemara, is that to say, Lameimra Dechad Dinah Mizdana'ah, there's only one judgment on each crop? Yeah, Tanya, we've got a Brisa that says, a Tavua She'ira Bar Keri or Oines, Tavua that happened to it, some kind of occurrence, negative occurrence, or someone messed up with it. Kodim of Pesach, it was before Pesach, it happened. Then it's Nidonis L'Sha'avar. That was judged, that negative thing was judged on it before, on the previous Pesach. If it happened La'achar Pesach, so it was Nidonis L'Habar. It was the current, it was the Pesach that just passed. So, and Adam, similar, in a similar idea, She'ira Bo Keri Oines, Kodim Yom Kippur, something negative happened to him before the Yom Kippur in the Esrei year you made tshuva. Nidon l'sha'ava, it happened on the previous judgment, previous year. La'acho Yom Kippurim, if it happened after Yom Kippur, Nidon l'haba, it was the Yom Kippur that just passed. So we see over here, speaks out Rava, I'm a Rava, Shema Minah, you hear from this Brisa, Trei Dini Misdana. The grain is actually judged twice, one before it's planted, once to the end of its before it's harvested. Amar Abaye. So it says Abaye, we're going to learn something from this. We can have a chap. So Hilchach ki chazi inish, when a person sees the matzlach zara afela, when he sees the slow growing grains that are being successful. So we saw there was a good judgment on the pre judgment of the Pesach of the, you know, of the upcoming grains. So likdim, a person should get up early. I mean, basically, get on with it. V'lizra charfa, should plant some fast maturing grains like barley or something. To add the motel ledina, when it's going to get to the next judgment, which is the next Pesach, it's going to be kadim solik. It's going to already grow quite a lot, and it's in its formative years, and therefore it's going to be sturdy and it's going to be able to it's going to be successful for this. So mani masnisin, who is our Mishnah? So lo Rebbe Meir, it's not Rebbe Meir, but lo Rebbe Yehuda, but lo Rebbe Yossi, but lo Rebbe Nosson. The Tanya we're going to see. So now, this is Shita Rebbe Meir. Akol Nidodim Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's judged on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody and everything. The Gzar Din Shelahem, and also the Gzar Din is Nechtam B'Yom Kippurim. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So it's for sure not Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Meir, Akol Nidoidim Barosh Hashanah. Everybody and everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Gzar Din Shelahem, each, the gzadin of each one is nechtem kol echad ve'echad bizmano. Each type is done in his time. Meaning, Pesach, ala tavua, ve'ateres, al peros ilon, b'chag, nidonim ala mayim, v'odom nidon b'rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's v'gzadin shalem nechtem b'yom kippurim. And a person is that's a person. Okay, so we're going to see it's not really Rebbe Yehuda either. We'll speak that out. It's similar to Rebbe Yehuda, but it's a bit different. And Rebbe Yossi Omer, Adam Nidon B'Kol Yom. A person judged every day. brings the proof to this. Shenema v'tifkadenu. He's going to inspect. He's going to inspect him l'bukarim each morning if he gets his neshama back. So Rabbi Nosson Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Shah. A person is judged every moment, every hour. Shenema l'rugayim tifkadenu. That he is observed every moment, constant observance. End of Brisa. So it doesn't seem to be like anybody. So the closest you can get is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, he maybe you want to say that our Mishnah is going to Shidus Rabbi Yehuda. When the Mishnah taught all of these dates, these four times in the year, yet a Gazar din, it was talking about the sealing of the din, in which that kind of fitted in with Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. But the problem is, Ihachi Kasha Adam. But it's a problem with Adam. Because Adam, right, we said the Gazar din of an Adam is on Yom Kippur, and our Mishnah said the din of an Adam was on Rosh Hashanah, and if that's talking about the Gazar din, it just doesn't fit in. So Amar Rava, so says Rava, we've got a fifth opinion. Ha Tana de Rabbi Shmuel he. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel basically says like a Mishnah. But Abba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon. Okay, but Pesach Ala Tavua, on Pesach on the grains, but Tzeres and Shavuos Ala Peres Elon on the fruits of the trees, Bechag and Sukkos Nidonim Ala Moim on the rainwater. But Adam Nidon by Rosh Hashanah is judging Rosh Hashanah, the initial judgment. Ugaza Din Shaloi, and it's the final sealing is Yom Kippurim. V'chi Kitani, and when our Mishnah was teaching, was going Tchilas Din on the beginning of the Din. Okay, good. Now, asking on this Brisa now, I'm Rav Chista, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What is the reason of Rabbi Yossi who said a person is judged every day? Says the Gemara, could he cut on my time? Like he said, the Tifka Denul of Korin, the person is inspected each morning. No. So Anan Hachika Amina. No, this was the question. My time, Lo Amakar Rabbi Nosson. Why didn't he say Rabbi Nosson? Because Rabbi, if you look at Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, they're both coming from the same posuk. So why does he select one over the other? Yeah. So maybe you're going to tell me he says Bechina is Iyuni Bi'alma. He doesn't lie with Rabbi Nosson's source because Bechina is not a real proper judgment. It's just an inspection, but it's not like the real thing. Who? But same thing with him as Pekida Nami. Iyuni Bi'alma seems to be on a similar level. He. So it doesn't make sense why you choose one over the other. So why doesn't he go for the every moment? So Ella Amar Rav Chisda. This is Rav Chisda. In fact, time of Rabbi Yossi Mechacha. Rabbi Yossi has got a different source. It says last night. It's funny though because I mean, his source is from here, but it doesn't say that in the Brisa. Just occurred to me now. I don't know how you feel that in the Brisa. Anyways, but his real makor is from here. Last night Mishpat Avdoi or Mishpat Amoi Yisrael Devar Yom B'Yomo. Each day, basically, you see the judgment in each day. Okay, now a related statement from Rav Chisda. I'm Rav Chisda. Melech v'tzibor, you've got the king and the congregation. Melech nichnas techila l'din, he gets judged first. Shenema, we said this earlier, la'asoyis mishpat avdoi, right, to do the judgment of his servant, and this is Shlomo Melech, speaking about himself. So Shlomo Melech gets judged first, and bach azin v'hadar, and then mishpat amo Yisrael, then the nations. So my time was the reason. If I say, one answer is, lab orach ora, it's not the way of the world, Lemeitzav Malka Avroi, so for the king to sit outside in the waiting room. We buy same. Another answer is Mikame before the Lipush Charon off, before the anger at the end of the day, Hashem Kavayochel shouldn't get cranky. Fine, whatever that means. So Amar Rav Yosef says Rav Yosef, Kaman, like which opinion? We saw there's five opinions with regards to judgment of a person, Matsilinon, we daven for in the nowadays. Ah is a prefix, Kitsiri means the sick people, Va'ah is a prefix, and Mariri means the weak Tamil Chomim. It must be command Kurviosi, it's like Rabiosi, because for other people, everything is, the judgment's finished. Once you got to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then it's already sealed. Maybe also, I think you asked the last time, was maybe also the other opinion as well, at every moment. Maybe what about him? Maybe that's also, but maybe you're supposed to judge every moment, so. As soon as you daven, then there's a new judgment anyway. Maybe, whatever. But according to Rabbi Yossi. So we daven like Rabbi Yossi because we want to change it. It's possible to be changed. I suppose we want a favorable. Yeah, no. You want a favorable new din. So you could daven every moment. Yeah, so the question. Okay. But Ibai. Okay, so now the Ibai Seema, another answer is. Yeah, Le'elam Karabonim. We really, everybody, it's worth davening every day, even according to Rabbanon. Because of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Yafa Tzaka is good, crying out to Adam, Bein Kodim Gzardin, whether it's before the Gzardin, and Bein La'ach Gzardin, whether it's after the Gzardin, it's still, you know, still good. Tanya, Amar Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Akiva, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, why did the Torah say, Haviu Oyma B'Pesach, bring the Oyma on Pesach? Because it's going to help. Mipnei Pesach Zman Tavua, that's when the, basically, the near harvesting time of the grains. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Haviu Lefanai Oyma, bring the Pesach before me, Kadesh Tis Baruch Lechem Tavua, Shibasadus, that it was going to bring a bracha to the grains in the fields. Why does the Torah say, Haviu Shtei Lechem Batzeres? Why do you bring the two loaves of wheat in Shavuos time? Mipnei Shatzeres is man Peres Ilam, because Shavuos is the time of the fruits of the trees. Who? And what's the fruits of the trees? And either is that we start bringing Bikurim from that time, and so that is related to fruit trees, or as we've got Rabbi Yehuda Lashita, so that he holds that wheat is. Was on the eight to das, and that is in a certain sense of fruit. Who? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Hivulu for now shtei lechem, bring before me shtei lechem, bat zeres on Shavuos kedei shis Baruch Hu lechem peiros ilam, should the fruits of the trees should get blessed." Umit neimar Amra, why did the Torah say nischu? Why do water libations mayim b'chag on Sukkos? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu nischu for now mayim b'chag. Why? Kedei shis Baruch Hu lechem gishmei shana. She should have a bracha on the gishmei shana. We're on a Tes Zayin, Ahmed Aleph, five lines from the bottom. So, V'omru lifnei b'Rosh Hashanah, she should say before me in Rosh Hashanah Malchios, the Zichronish v'Shoifros, as we do. Yeah, Malchios, what did Malchios? Kedei shetim luchuni aleichem, she should coronate me upon you. Zichronis, why Zichronis? Kedei shi'ya'ala Zichronichem lefanai l'tova, so that Hashem should remember for the good. And ubermehan, how do you do that? You do it with the ubershoifah. Says, Amar Rabbi Yebal, lama toikin b'shoifah shel ayil. Why do we choose the shoifah of a ram? So what is? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, who? Tiku lefanai b'shoifah shel ayil. You should blow before a shofar with the shofar shel ayil. Kadesh Ezko Lechem, I should remember Echedit Yitzchok ben Abraham, the Echad of Yitzchok. Mala ani Aleichem, I'm going to raise it upon you, Ke'ilu Akadatem Atzmechem Lefonai, that you actually would do it, you did it yourselves for me. So Amar Yitzchok, Lama Toikin, but Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar from Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, Lama Toikin, Rachamana Amma. Tiku, the Torah says, blow the shofar. No, rather it meant Lama El Lama Marin. Why do the truer? So again, we say Marine Rachmana Amma Zikron Shua. This is the Torah said. So El, this is the question. El Lama Toikin Marine Kishen Yoshin. Why do we repeat it? We do it when we're sitting down. That's the one we do before the Shemone Esrei. But Toikin and Marine, and then we do it again Kishen Omdim. We do it in the Musaf. Okay. So why is that? So the answer is Kedei La'arbev Hasatan, in order to muddle up the Satan so he can't testify negatively against us. But Amar Yitzchak, another statement of Amar Yitzchak, Kol Shana She'ein Toikin La B'Tchilah, so any year that they don't blow in the beginning, Marian, they're going to blow at the end. So sometimes when we have tragedies happen to Klal Yisrael, we blow the shofar. So we didn't do it at the beginning, it's going to happen at the end. My timer, Deloy Irbov Sotan, because the Sotan wasn't confused. But Amar Yitzchak, Kol Shana She'rosha, that it's poor, but tchilah start in the beginning. It's going to be misasheres b'soifa. It's going to end. It's going to be good in the end. Why? Because Shinema says mereshis Hashanah from the beginning of the year. But if you look at how it's written, it says marshis k'siv, which is without the aleph. So it's lost right poor poverty. So and it also says va'ad achris. It says soifa sheish la'achris. It's going to have an achris. It's going to be a good ending. Va'amar Yitzchak. Ein donim es adam. We don't judge a person. Ella lefiv ma'asov shel oisu shah. Only according to the deeds of how he is now in his current state. So even if he's going to be a rosh in the future, doesn't matter. Shinema ki shama elokim el kol na'a. It's called Yisrael, but asher hu shom, his current spiritual state. V'amar Yitzchok gimel devarim maskirin avanosav shel adam. These are three things that a person basically opens up his spiritual accounting, and he's going to get an audit in eluhein. Kiyat Notzui, a wall that's teetering. Ion Tefillah, somebody davening and saying, well, that was a good davening. Hashem's sure going to listen to that one. Moise din al chaveru, somebody says Hashem should judge you. So Amar Rabbi Abin, for this is the proof of the third point. Kol Moise din al chaveru, somebody hands a din over on his friend, who and then Eshtechila, he basically gets checked out first. Shneimo v'toyim sorai el Avram, sorai says el Avram, chamis yalecha, I'm angry with you. You right, Hashem should judge you. And then Avram Avinu was the one who buried Sarah, so she got judged first. There are four things that tear up the negative decree of a person. These are them: tzedakah, charity, tzedakah, screaming out to Hashem, shinui Hashem, changing your name, shinui ma'aser, and doing tshuva, changing one's deeds. Tzedakah, where do we see that? Tzedakah tatzil mimoves. Tzedakah will save from death. Tzaakah, crying out to Hashem, dechsev yivitzaku el Hashem. They were crying out to Hashem, but tzar lahem in a difficult time. And from the dire straits, Hashem will take them out. And that was talking about people in difficult situations, like sailors and things like that. Shinui Hashem, changing one's name, dechsev sorai ishtecha. Send Hashem speaking to Abraham Avinu. Sarah is not going to be called Lo Tikra Shema Sarai. You don't call her Sarah anymore. Ki Sarah Shema. You should call her Sarah. Uchsiv. What was that came out of that? Ubarachti Oisa. I'm going to bless her. Vegam Nasasi Mimenu Lechabein. And you're going to have a son from it. And so it was. Shinui Maisa. Changing one of these. Doing tshuva. Uchsiv. V'yar Elukim Esma Asei Hamashos. Hashem saw the deeds of Nineveh, and they changed their ways. They did tshuva. Uchsiv. V'yinach. He relented from the bad decree, Asher Dibel Asoyslahem, that he was going to do to them, Velos, and he didn't do it. Vieshamrim, this is a fifth thing. Af Shinui Makom, if a person changes his place, that's also going to get rid of the negative din on him. Dichsi, Vyom Hashem El Avram, Hashem said Avram, leave your current place, and if you're going to be an Eretz Israel, you're going to be a Goy Gadol, it's going to be good for you. So, V'idach, why did the first one not count that? Because he holds, Zuchusa de Eretz Yisrael Hida Anyale. It's not that he left his negative place, it's because he went to Eretz Israel, and that's positive. Okay, another statement of Rabbi Yitzchok. Am Rabbi Yitzchok, Chayiv Adam Lahakpil Rabbi Beregel. A person is obligated to go and see his Rebbe on the festival. Shinema, how do we learn it? We learn it from the Isha Shunamis. Madua. So her husband said to her, Madua at Hulecha Salav Ayom, why are you going to see Elisha today? He says, Loi Chodesh, it's not Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. So it's not like a holy day. So Michlal, to be Chodesh for Shabbos, Ibai Lemizal. That we see that normally she would go on holy days. And also, so to Yom Tov. But Amr Yitzchak, another statement of Yitzchak, Chayiv Adam L'tahar Atzma B'regel. A person is obligated to purify, ritually purify himself in the regal. And the three regalim, shenema ubim nivlosam lo sigu, and you should not touch the corpses of animals. So you see, don't get tummy. So how do we know that? We're going to prove now this, why, how we know that's talking about the regal. It says Tanya nami hachi ubim nivlosam lo sigu yochel. You may think you that it's going to be Yisrael muzorim al magad nevela, that normal Yisraels are not allowed to touch a dead cat in the middle of the street to move it away. Tamaloma, you are, because it says Amo El Kohenim. It says speaking to the Kohenim El Bnei Aaron. Okay, and this is talking about Tumas Mace. Bnei Aaron Muzharin. Only Kohenim can't go into a room with a dead person. Bnei Israel and Muzharin. Bnei Israel are not Muzharin. So hello Kalvachoim. It's a mamish Kalvachoim over here. Omar Tuma Chumura. Tumas Mace. Kohenim and Muzharin are there. One not to do it, and Yisrael and Enim Muzharim. There's no prohibition for Yisrael to get Tumas Mace. So Tuma Kala, a mere Nevela, which is a lower level of Tuma, Lokol Shekin. Why should no Yisrael be also for them to get Tommy? So it must be Elam Matal Loima of Nilosom Lo Sigu, and the Nevelas you shouldn't touch. That must be talking about specifically on the Regel when the Yisrael are on a higher level, they're like Kohenim. Okay, Amar Rebbe Chris Bedoy, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Shloisha Svarim, there are three books, Niftachim Rosh Hashanah, that open in Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Roshaim Gemurim, there's one of the really evil people. Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one of the Tzadikim. Ve'echad Shel Be'enonim, the in-between people. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtavim L'Alta L'Chaim. Read that wrong. Yeah, no, rather right. Sadiqim, that right. So they're signed and sealed for life immediately. Rishoyim gemurim, the totally evil people, and nechtovim v'nechtovim lol to lemisa, for death immediately. And beinonim, but the middle people, the tulim v'oimdim, with Rosh Hashanah of Adyam Mikurim, they get the esrus you made tshuva. Okay, zochu, if they're meritorious, nechtovim l'chaim, the signed for life. Lo zochu nechtovim lemisa for misa. So Amar Rebbe Abed Mikra, where do we see these three sforim? It says, Yimochu Misefer Chaim, they should be erased from the Book of Life, but in Tzadikim Al Yichasevu, and with the Tzadikim they shouldn't be written. So Yimochu, that means, that's the Misefer, that's the Zeh Sifra and Shal Roshayim Gemurim. That's an allusion to that. Chaim, that's Zeh Sifra and Shal Tzadikim, that's what Tzadikim. And the posit said in Tzadikim al Yechsevo, that's referring to Zer Sifron Shel Beinonim, the Sefer of the Beinonim. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, he's got a different source. V'im Ein Mocheni Na Mesifrecha, Asher Ksavta. Im Ayin, sorry. If you're not going to, you know, save Klal Yisrael, erase me from your Sefer which you wrote. This Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Hashem. So, Mocheni Na, over here means talking about the Zeh Sifra and Shel Rishayim, that's the Sefer of the Rishayim. Misifcha, Zeh Sifra and Shel Tzadikim. And Asher Kesavta, this is the Sifron, it's the Sefer Shel Beinonim. Okay, we've got a Brisa now. Tanya, we're just going to do the first part of this Brisa. Maybe we'll see. Tanya, Beish Shammai Omrim. So Gimel Kisoy Sein, there are three groups, L'yom Hadin. So the Yom Hadin, Rashi says it's basically Techiyas Amesim. Right, so there's three groups. Achas Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, there's one of the totally righteous. But Achas Shel Rishayim Gemurim, the totally unrighteous. But Achas Shel Beinonim, and they're in between people, 50-50. But which, yeah, Beinonim means 50-50. Okay, so Tzadikim Gemurim, when it's a Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtam L'Altar, the same thing, L'Chai Olam. They're going to get written, it's like a second judgment for L'Chai Olam of all. Yeah, Rishayim Gemurim, then Nechtam L'Altar L'Gehenom. So now this is going to prove both the Tzadikim and both the Rishayim over here. We say there's two paths to go. It says, Rabbim, the many, Misheni Admas Ofar, from the people who are sleeping in the ground, Yokitsu, they will awaken. Yeah, and now there's going to be two paths. Elu Chai Olam, these are going to go to Chai Olam, and these, Elu L'Charfois, V'Shem, L'Dira'oin, and V'Abhorrence Olam. So that's the Rishayim. So Beinonim Yodim LeGehenom, the Beinonim go to Gehenom and the Tzafsfin, and they cry out to Hashem, but oil, and they come out immediately. So it's just a flying visit. Shenem the Havesi Es Hashlishi, so I'll bring the third group Ish in the fire, Atroftim, and will purify them. Kutsruf Es Kesef, like the purifying of silver. Ubechantim, will refine them. Kivchoin Es Zav, like the refining of gold. Hu Yikra B'Shmi, he will call out my name. But and I will answer him. But Aleihem Amr, Chana said in the song she sung, Hashem Memes Mchaye, Hashem kills and he brings back to life. Mori Shoyl, he's sent people down to hell. But Ya'au, and he will bring them up when they cry out. We will stop there. Shkoyach, everybody.